Good evening, gentlemen. This forthcoming shiur, a pre-recorded shiur, is intended for 3rd of Monday, the 3rd of August, 2020, and is equivalent to Yud Gimel Menachem of Tovshin Pei, the second of the pre-recorded shiurim. I hope you had a very nice day, and either enjoying work tremendously or having a nice day of holiday. Today we're going to be starting Siman Tov Kuf Pei, long-awaited Siman, which is discussing the halachas of lighting a fire on Yom Tov, or the cooking on Yom Tov, so how we actually deal with electricity and the gas stoves on Yom Tov. Much to be discussed over here, and we'll have a bit of a head start tonight, Bezer Hashem. So, Siman Tov Kuf Beis Dini or H B'Yom Tov, the halachas of fire on Yom Tov, page 230 in our Dirshu editions. The halacha is as follows: Ein Moitzin Eish, you're not allowed to create a new fire. Ein Moitzin Eish, you may not create, make, draw out a new fire. Loi, not mina etzim from woods. Veloi and not mina avonim from stones. Veloi mina offer. Veloi mina mayim. Even if you are able to create fire from earth, from mud, from kind of lighting a fire with that fuel. Veloi mina mayim, also with water. Water is, you are able to create fire. Imagine if you've got a magnifying glass or anything like that, and you put it in a very condensed, very concentrated on water, you'll be able to make a fire. All this is awesome. So the point is, you are not allowed to make a fire. This is in contrast. This is in contrast to having a fire already and using that fire to increase it and enlarge it. So let us see what Mishnah Berurah says over here. Sivkot Aleph in Mishnah Berurah. Ein Moitzin Mipnei, because Shebechol Eil, with all these, Hu Moilit Eish BeYom Tov, you are creating a fire on Yom Tov. What's wrong with that? We're not to create fine Yom Tov. Isn't it Oichel Nefesh? Why not to make a fine Yom Tov? Mishnah Berurah explains, V'hoil, since you could have found fire before Yom Tov, Shemuchim should be prepared, Loi for him, B'Yom Tov on Yom Tov. Therefore, Loi Hutta Lohil B'Yom Tov. Therefore, you don't have to create a new fire on Yom Tov. The Loi Odef, it is no better. Misharim Machshirim, from all the other Machshirim, which you were able to do before Yom, also, which is awesome. So here is the point, gentlemen, here is the point. The reason why you're not allowed to make a fine Yom Tov is, simply, of course it's Oichel Nefesh, but we learned very, very beginning of Hilchas Yom Tov, a few weeks ago, we learned that anything which you were able to do before Yom Tov, you must do before Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov if there is no difference, if it's just as good. We spoke, of course, about cooking. Cooking, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov because it tastes better when it's fresh. Other things as well. If you do them on Yom Tov, it's better. Here, however, if you create a fire before Yom Tov, or whether you have a fresh fire on Yom Tov, it makes absolutely no difference. And therefore, you must do it before Yom Tov, and it's considered something which is also to do on Yom Tov, to create a new fire on Yom Tov, therefore, is also. What is the definition of loimina etzim? How do you make fire from wood? You rub wood one to another. Or makin zubazu, you even hit one wood to the other one. Until a new fire is created. Now, in Tzivkot Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah tells us loimina mayim, not from water. How do you do fire from water? You make a fire by taking a magnifying glass into the water. Levona, it must be see-through, that's what probably we're referring to. You put it opposite the sun. When the sun hits directly this magnifying glass, it starts to light. If you did make a new fire, you'll have to use it, but you mustn't do so initially. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, in one of the rare places that he quotes the Ksav Sofer, I only know of one more place. Ksav Sofer is not widely quoted. The Ksav Sofer, of course, was the famous Zon of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer being the Rav of Peshburg, and the very prominent fight against the Reform movement, one of the greatest leaders one of the greatest achronim, famous not only because of his yeshiva, not just because of being a fantastic rav of his kele, but also because of his countless psokim and chalas and shuvas chasam sofer, and also because of his numerous volumes of chidushim on shas. He, after ruling the Pressburg community for 33 years, his son took over. His son was called Avom Shmuel Binyamin, or rather Wolf. He was called Reb Wolf, but his formal name was Avom Shmuel Binyamin Sofer, and he was a son of the Chasam Sofer. He was not the oldest son, but he was a son that took over the rabbinate of his father. He in turn was also Rav in Peshburg and Rosh Yeshiva, and a very famous leader against the Reform movement too. An outstanding Rav, and he was actually the most Rabbonim that were in Hungary in those days, who were actually Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer. He in turn was also Rav for 33 years before he was Niftar, at a young age of, I believe, 56 years old. Now, the Ksav Sofer is not widely quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, but here is. And the Ksav Sofer discusses a very interesting shaila, which is the matches. Are you allowed to strike a match on Yom Tov? So the Ksav Sofer says, I am the Chubas Ksav Sofer, Simon Samach Zayn, Sha'oysa Lahadlik Zindholz. You're not allowed to light a Zindholz, which is the German word for a match. Shikarin Shveblech, which is the Yiddish translation of a match. That's a problem. Because you're creating a new fire. So I do not know exactly why the Mishnah has to go to town about this. But it seems a chiddush that you are not allowed to light a match because it's considered a new fire. The point is, a new fire is also, and this is a new fire. Now, however, what about if you have a fire already? Can you take that fire, the existing fire, and put a match in there, which is then going to catch the fire? So you have, let's say, a Yahrzeit 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours candle, and you put the match in there, which is going to catch fire. Take a match there and catch fire. So the answer is yes, you can. Why not? You're not creating a new fire. This is an existing fire, which is now spreading onto a match, and therefore it is permitted. So, you are allowed to spread the fire and catch it to elsewhere. That's not considered a new fire. It's just a continuation, a addition to the first fire that's permitted. Now, here is the point to discuss. The controversy, which is not a controversy anymore, but was a controversy about three generations ago in about lighting electricity. And are you allowed to light electricity? No, but the answer, of course, is that whilst this was a bit of a discussion in terms of Chaim Oyser Gojinski in the between the wars, but the consensus is absolutely unanimous that you can't. To light the electricity is also on Yom Tov. That would be considered like a new fire and not an extension of fire. This is creating a new fire. It's also, never mind, according to the Chazanish, he also says that you've got Boina, which is also as well. But never mind that. Just to create, to light the, to make a, to make a, to switch on electricity, but that would be considered as the equivalent of creating a new fire, even if it's not identical to a fire, but it's the same kind of concept, and you'd be over on Melach on Yom Tov. Therefore, once we understand that, the discussion seems to be superfluous with regards to our stoves nowadays. If you want to cook something, so let's start with the gas. So if you want to increase the gas on Yom Tov, what's the halacha then? to increase it. So the answer is, as we just said now, if you've got a gas stove, then it's no shaila at all, it's fine. Because all you're doing really is you're increasing the fire, the existing fire, and that's fine. To increase a fire is permitted. It's oichel nefesh, you're doing this for cooking, it's fine. Decreasing would be also again, because there's no purpose in that, but to increase is mutter, and therefore the increase of gas stoves on Yom Tov is absolutely permitted without any reservations. What about an electric stove, and you want to increase the fire there? The answer is, it's categorically forbidden, because by increasing the electricity on the stove, you're not increasing it. Rather, you're doing is you are making many more elements of new fire. That's how it works. You can see these little dots. I'm sure you got better understanding in this than me. There must be better words for that and better descriptions. But basically what you're doing is that by increasing the fire, you're not increasing the fire by electricity, but you're making many more renewed new fires. And that would be, each of them would be also in its own right. And that's why it's forbidden to increase a electric stove on Yom Tov, whilst a gas stove is perfectly permitted. A question that people ask sometimes is the question of if you've got a switch on, for instance, a light switch, which you can increase and decrease the lighting in various rooms. You have to increase or decrease increase the light on Yom Tov with electricity and Yom Tov, and the answer is. So obviously that this is also, once it may appear that all you're doing is increasing, which would appear that it's permitted, but it's obviously not, because it's considered making a new fire on Yom Tov, and any electricity that you are you're adding electricity is a fire in its own right, and therefore would be also. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, what we've discussed in tonight's shir is the halacha of fire on Yom Tov. The halacha is that you're not allowed to make a new fire on Yom Tov. You are allowed to extend the fire or to move the fire, but to make a new fire is also. Therefore, matches which you are lighting a match is also, by putting a match on a fire, could be permitted. We therefore spoke about the stoves and in the kitchen when you increase the gas is permitted, because you're only increasing fire, you're not making new fire. However, when it comes to electricity, you're making new fire, and that's forbidden. As for an interesting story with regards to Rebbein Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, we'll know Rebbein Leib Steinman with his tremendous, tremendous humbleness and his tremendous midas, besides his greatness in Torah. The Rebbetzin once asked the Rebbein Leib, why he's not going to visit the Chaznish. Chaznish was the greatest Torah personality, and Rebbein Leib was well able in the position to actually visit him, and he did a couple of times. Why did he not continue to visit why did Rebbein Leib not continue and visit the Chazon Ish? And the Rebbein Leib said he couldn't go. He had tears in his eyes, and he said he couldn't go to visit the Chazon Ish, because once he went, the Chazon Ish got up for him and took him out of accompanied him out of the house and gave him a lot of covert. And he said because he got that honor and that respect from the greatest Torah giant of the generation, he refused to go there again. And he had tears in his eyes when he said this. From here we see a couple of things. First of all, we see the humbleness of the Rebbein Leib Steinman. We see the gallery of the Chazon Ish, how he recognized the greatness of Rebbein Leib in young age. And primarily what I find interesting out of all those, the most important message that I'm taking out of this is that Leib was desperate to visit the Chazon Ish more often and go there more frequently, but he felt that this would damage it. He would not gain anything out of this by getting discovered in his honor. And therefore he felt to leave out and give away that, instead of going to Chazon Ish further and gaining more from him. He felt that it's a priority. And I think that's very interesting how he weighed this and he balanced this out. And I wish you all a very good evening and to be continued in tomorrow's share.